It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than not getting the price you contracted for services rendered. It's better than that. You can join our chat room, DenPam. Go into davinsden.com, clicking on air. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I'm the host with the most, Davin Roseblatt, joined with, joined with.
No, that sounds like we're conjoined.
Yeah. Her. Helix. Pip.
Oh, my God. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip.
Hi.
And Joe will be guiding his merry little sleigh and getting here as soon as he can, hopefully as safely as he can.
Yeah, really.
It's weather's a little treacherous outside. Apparently, it's new. It's now a thing in my area where they don't plow. It used to be a thing where they did plow, but judging by what Pip told me and what I experienced in November, they just said, fuck it. It's really not our thing. I know it's a cold community. I know we're in the mountains, but why plow? Why salt? Why plow?
Why keep the roads clean? Why?
Exactly. Cars look so much better on the side in the ditch.
Yeah, and you have plenty of them around here.
Yeah. On the show, comedian John Consoli will tell us about the time he did business with the Trump Organization.
I can't wait to hear this.
Comics in the news as Louis C.K. addresses his controversies on stage, something we've been clamoring for, Joe especially,
yeah.
who's been defending CK. He said, why doesn't he address it on stage? He did. And also, Patton Oswalt turns around a hater.
I love these kind of stories.
Yeah, we put a little feel good in there.
Yay.
And Scambusters, check in with my girl Ann.
Yeah.
My girl Ann. Who hates me? I'm an idiot or asshole or whatever, and the people she's led to scammers. That's always a freak. Like, she can't accept blame either.
No, she's in her own little world, as we've known. But she populates her world with a cast of characters that she's decided to ascribe much better motivations to than are really in play.
Yeah, and the people with positive motivations, invariably when they try to show her the error of her ways, are the real enemy.
You are assholes.
Many.
I meant just you.
No, I am assholes.
You are assholes.
Sometimes I choke her money. Choke her money.
I know. Choke my. She's going to tell the mess media on you.
The media is a mess, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, sure is.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
We're not a mess.
No.
No. I got to get my little pizzazz for this.
What do you mean?
I feel a little off my game.
Yeah, I was thinking that from the intro. You were just
because I'm upset with the technical issues.
I know. We are laboring once again over tech issues.
Well, I mean, not that are directly affecting
not
the show.
Right, but you'd know if it was as bad as what we were doing last week. Oh, God, help
now,
us.
I think I fixed that.
Okay, awesome.
I think I fixed that, but
okay.
I
noticed an extra glob of duct tape on the board.
Nah, it's not the board.
No, I'm kidding.
It's this. It's all this.
Yeah.
So, all right. I guess I'll start us off.
You're the one who's warmer because you've been inside instead of outside recently.
I shoveled away. I can't help it.
I can see that you made an effort. Oh, your effort's gone.
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes before you came.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see the cute little indentation where you did some work.
No, because I plowed a little path there.
I know, and thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I hadn't been out all day because why?
Why, indeed. It was ugly, but it just, New York Thruway, shame on you. Actually, the Thruway was okay. It was as soon as I got onto Route 17, got off the Thruway, got off the exit, all of a sudden, instant clusterfuck, just add extra cars.
Well, there's construction right when you get off. That doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
But after you get past that,
yeah, that wasn't
no
the problem.
Excuse.
Yeah, no, it was just everybody. People were driving so slow, you would have thought Woodstock
I'll take
was
slow.
Ahead.
When I was on trying to get through there in November, nobody was moving. It was parked. It was a parking lot.
Yeah.
I sat there.
Yeah, pretty much I thought Woodstock was happening right about
30
right
miles ahead. I'll take in treacherous conditions.
Yeah, it was.
I'll take 30. That's
30
a good clip.
Or less.
All right. That's a steady clip. A
lot of hazard line lights.
That's fine. You can do 30 and not get stuck.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
30 is a good clip. I'll take 30.
The local roads? Yeah, not so much.
Well, hopefully by the time Joe gets up here, they'll have done a better job of it. It's a very localized storm.
Yeah, somebody better get out there with a plow or something. They're going to hear about it. From me!
Okay.
Not one of their constituents. They'll really care.
Yeah, they don't fucking care.
No, they don't.
They don't care. So, my daughter's a smart young lady.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, this isn't me saying so. This is her grades and her teachers.
Yeah.
And the such. So she got nominated for the Junior National Honor Society.
I read that, and I just think that's phenomenal.
It's made all the papers.
Yeah. No, I meant I read it when you said
fake
it on
news.
Facebook.
Fake honors. The failing New York Times.
the failing actual student.
False, fake GPA. Not a bright girl. Very bad. Very bad.
Bad
no,
girl.
No Ivanka.
I know. Are we getting missives from the front?
Joe is saying 7:30.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, he's really being brave.
But what's he gonna do? I mean, when he left, it was fine.
I know. It seemed like it was gonna be okay.
All right. So so she gets nominated to the National Honor Society. So I like to brag about my daughter online. I never say her name or her picture. Or show
right.
Her picture though, and I don't really brag about myself online.
No.
Not really something I do. But every time I post about her intellectual accomplishments,
yeah,
invariably people feel the need to post that she must have gotten it from her mother. Never fails.
You know, I think that it's because you're a comedian. People think, oh, it's my turn to go take a shot.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. It's a thing. Well, you know, it's a thing. It's like everybody's got to take their shot. Everybody's got to be funnier than the last guy. You can't have an earnest moment and just say, congratulations, dude. Everybody's got to be like, oh, well.
It's not everybody. It's not everybody.
Yuck, yuck.
There might be something to that, because I was talking to a friend of the show, my pal, Ward Anderson, about this.
Yes.
And he was just, like, lamenting about this, like, a few days ago. Every time, like, he posts a picture of himself or something, somebody's got to, like take a shot. And he's not a funny-looking dude.
No.
There's nothing, well, he does not, like, you know, he doesn't have, like, a nose like Pinocchio. He doesn't, you know, have a pompadour like Elvis Costello currently.
So, currently.
But, like, I think it really bothers him.
Sometimes... I mean, there is a lot lost in on the internet when you can't hear somebody's tone. So sometimes when people post things, like I have a friend that I've never met in real life, but he's like very funny dude that is, we're Facebook friends. We met on somebody else's page and just like now we talk all the time. And he posts really funny things, but sometimes he posts things that are heartfelt and sometimes a little sad, you know? I don't know all of his backstory, but I think he's had some issues. And
well, I hear Spielberg is working on the prequels, so so you will get the backstory whether you want it or not. I mean, people were very happy with the original trilogy that was his life.
Yeah.
It's been there on Facebook, but I guess they feel the need.
Very favorable, but you know, with the special effects, they're not up to modern day. because it was done so long ago.
It's true. So
you know, so he, you know.
I hear your friend was raised by Jar Jar Binks.
Misa thinks so. Yeah, I don't do a good Jar Jar, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
Listen, I saw
Jar
Joe,
Jar doesn't do a good Jar Jar.
I saw Joe on Saturday. He was still going on about how he tossed it to me, and I was not instantaneous with jizz sock. Still going
really?
On. Yeah. First of all, I don't think the delay was that bad.
No, it wasn't terrible. But you did look like, what, man?
Well, I wasn't expecting it getting thrown to me.
No, I know you weren't. And but it showed. And you're usually much more on your game. And you looked thrown when it got thrown to you.
Because I had to think of, like I told Joe and I said on the air, I had to think of which voice. It's not like a normal thing where you just whip out a funny thing. I had to do that.
Don't say whip out when we're talking about jizz sock.
Sorry.
Please contain yourself.
He brings it out of me. I get lost. I get lost in his threads.
He brings it out of you.
But
too?
It wasn't like, okay, say something pithy. It was like, say something pithy and use the right voice.
Right, right, right.
So that's why I was. But he was still going on about that. I don't know how I got onto that.
Well, because you're taking shots.
No, because of the Jar Jar. Maybe because of the impression.
Yeah, right.
That's what led me. All right. Yeah. So your friend posts some earnest things on occasion.
Yeah, and I think that people get. You know, because he's usually so funny. I think people get carried away with that, and they just think that everything...
Who is this, Desk Chicken?
No, but I actually met him through Desk Chicken.
Oh, well, look at that. Yeah. 7 degrees of Desk Chicken. You should all be so lucky.
It's a good game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But he posted something that... It was a meme, but he curates his memes very well. I know. Look at... Oh, God, the disgust I'm getting from Davin.
The fact that you would waste the word, like, curate on fucking memes.
I was trying to be as kind as possible about memes because I think that, you know, it's like you are borrowing from everybody on Facebook.
Well, I even posted. It wasn't even my comment. I was working with Greg Reedon this Thursday, and he said, and I posted online, he said something to the effect is like, no comics should not post memes unless it's a meme they created.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, because it is, this is our hacky sport.
But we're fucking creators.
I know.
We're the ones who fucking create.
Yeah, but...
I mean, listen, I don't give a shit about little kitty cat memes and stuff like that. I don't care about that. My pet peeve is when you're trying to drop some knowledge and you put it in a meme.
I know.
And then I
know.
Love when there's spelling errors in the meme. It's like, it's like, wow, you just really want to show everybody how fucking stupid you really are.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to take you seriously because you posted a meme that's factually incorrect and has spelling errors. Oh, wow, you've changed the world. But I digress. He's a fine curator of memes.
Yeah, but he posted something that was a little melancholy.
A melancholy meme?
Yeah, melancholy meme.
Oh, was it a little kitty cat just hanging there?
No, hanging there.
Was it a sunset?
Party's coming. I have no recollection what it was because I was more struck by somebody, like everybody universally was, you know, kind of getting the gist of it. And one person posted the little ha 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 emoji as their answer, and he actually said, "What is remotely funny about this?"
I tend to ignore that shit because I'm like, people just don't know how to communicate.
Yeah, it could have been like a fat fun thumb.
No, ha ha is not a fat thumb.
No, it can because when I'm doing the phone, and sometimes it just misbehaves and. The wrong answer emoji.
By the way, you trying to fucking text is like watching somebody battling with two fucking lazy eyes.
What do you mean?
You look like grandma trying to text.
Why? Because I hold it with one hand and text.
You're like all up in there.
I'm up in there because please. I'm so fucking nearsighted.
Yeah, it's really. You got to do something.
I have glasses.
Well,
but
you take them off.
I take them off because these help me see you.
Well, get texting glasses. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I have to bring it up close to my nose.
That's fucking absurd.
I know.
So do voice to text.
I bring my... No, because then it makes other mistakes. No, fuck that. It might be up at my nose, but I can see and I'm...
You look like what is it, like a Moleville or something? Like these like fucking little rodents that live underground most of their life.
Like a mole?
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's what it is. And then they fucking pop their head out and they can't see because they live in the dark their whole life. That's you trying to text.
That is my life.
Yes. That's
me trying to see.
It's so fucking lame. But go on.
Sorry.
So listen, you're doing what you got to do, but it's like, Jesus Christ, if she ever has to text 911, just fucking, it's over. You're dead. By the time she gets to the second one, you're already blue. You've already.
Oh my God. Stop.
What are you doing? Did you fix the issue?
No.
You haven't found the error yet?
No, I haven't found the error yet. All of a sudden, it started playing me back at me, and that was terrifying. Oh, my God. So, I understand that people sometimes just don't have a clue. And also, because the tone is missing, if somebody usually is, like, kind of sarcastic or funny, people think, oh, it's always on. You're always,
yeah, I mean,
it's always open season.
But it's the same thing every time.
I know.
And I don't say anything nasty, like, you know, I'll just give it a like, because I really don't give a shit. But it's just like, every time. Little cast of characters. Like,
oh, I know. The peanut gallery comes in and goes, oh, well, you don't have a brain.
And that's what I wonder. I'm like, well, do people think I'm dumb? Maybe people do think I'm dumb. That's possible. A lot of pausing there.
No, I'm pausing because I don't, and it's hard for me. I mean, I've known you all these years, and you've never presented as dumb. I don't know why anybody would think you were.
Maybe I am.
But,
I don't know.
I mean, but because I know you pretty well, I'm maybe my vision is skewed. Maybe you have intelligent comedy and you post really thoughtful things on Facebook.
Thank
so
you.
It's like, why would they think you're stupid? I think it's just the there's this impulse in certain people that they have to have something to say, something smart alecky. Even,
are insults like the new form of communication?
Yeah,
is this
kind
where
of.
We are? Is
yeah.
That,
yeah, kind of we are.
That's such a sad commentary.
I know. Well,
so like when you post like stuff, do you get like shitty comments like that? Because you don't like.
Very rarely.
Yeah. So maybe you hit it on the head when you said that because I'm a comic.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's why Ward gets it so much, because he's a comic.
Yes.
But that's the thing. It's like they always think, yeah, you got to be on. It's like, dude, what about this is on?
What about my daughter getting academic achievements?
Well, I said, and I've been nominated. To take the, you know, she got nominated for the Junior National Honor Society. I said, I got nominated to take the cat litter out to the curb.
Yeah, but you know what? That is more of a domestic comedy kind of thing. That wasn't a shot at your intellect.
No, those are fried by other people.
Yeah, apparently. But I don't know. I just think that it's not always open season on people just because they're comedians.
And I probably wouldn't have thought about it so much if Ward hadn't just mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
And he's more sensitive than I am.
Is he?
Yeah, he's more sensitive.
Really? Because yeah. She sure can dish it out.
Yeah. Oh, well.
God
listen,
damn.
I mean, I when you get in the debate with Ward, I'm just not that interested for that long.
I know.
God bless him. He's very thorough. But
yeah, he's very thorough.
No, I mean, I'm thorough too, but even, yes. It's like, all right. But, like, he's just like, he just checked in with me today. And I guess he was on some comedy website, Facebook page or something. I don't know what the hell he was doing. And one of the newer comics was bitching that one of the clubs up there only pays $10 for a guest spot.
Okay.
Guest spots are usually pretty much free. They don't need you.
Yeah. they don't need you.
No, they don't. We don't need – no club needs a guest spot.
Right.
Unless somebody doesn't show up, which doesn't usually happen. It's a favor to the comic.
Yeah,
or to
absolutely.
Somebody else on the show to do them a favor. Hey, can you put my friend up?
I know. It's just kind of brutal honesty to say, well, they really don't need you.
But they don't.
They don't.
They
have
don't
a full
need
show.
They have paid talent.
Yes.
You know, when you get to the level of paid talent, you will no longer necessarily be a guest spot. Even, listen, I'll drop into a club and I'm doing a guest spot. I don't expect money for it. So the comics are going on and on that they should be getting more than $10 in Toronto, which is a city. It's like,
no.
So Ward's like, it's like, no, that's not how it is. You know, you don't get guest spots. They don't need you. So I guess I haven't seen the comic, but I guess it really escalated, and they just took him to the woodshed. That like somebody like pulled up his resume, called him a nobody, a hack.
This yeah. meanwhile, this guy's been a touring comic for like 20 years. He's written 2 books. He writes for the Huffington Post in Canada. He was he had his co-host of his own show on Sirius XM Radio. You know, he's directed videos and shit.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's had a career,
right?
I mean, most of those people that were giving him shit will never get a fraction of the success that he's had.
So where do they get off?
Exactly. Well, this entitled shit.
Yeah.
But Ward felt really bad about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like really upset about it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, why are you messing around with online trolls who don't have a fraction of your career?
Yeah. I'm sorry, it was a meme, but I saw a meme on Facebook and they're like, yeah, don't go out and live. Don't spend your life arguing with strangers on Facebook about politics.
No, that is my life. That's how I'm spending it.
I mean, sometimes I get embroiled because somebody says something so egregious, I'm like, motherfucker, I gotta get in. But most of the time, I just avoid it. I just go, okay, you're right. Unless they're saying, you know, Hitler's great, I'll be like, whatever you say.
Most of the time, I realize the people I'm dealing with are morons.
Yeah.
So, it's like, and some of them are friends. I just go, you're just so uninformed.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm just not going to, because there's no changing your mind.
Right.
And you're literally a moron. I like you.
Yeah.
But you're a moron.
Right. I know. I have certain people in my life that I will not discuss politics with because they have no idea. I mean, I am not the most well-read. I've only really got more interest in politics and a more of an appreciation for the nuances of it since doing the show, really. I mean,
sorry.
I took a glancing interest, but I now, oh my God, I find myself sitting and watching like politics
it's
on
so
television
fucking
and listening to it in the radio
and encompassing. I don't really listen to it on the radio.
I do sometimes.
I don't really listen to it. I mean, if I listen to talk, it's usually sports. Most of the time, it's really music I'm listening to in the radio. But it's just
music or news.
What?
Music or news.
But
for
I got
me,
the news on. I always got like the news on in the background while I'm working down here.
Yeah,
doing various things. But yeah, I mean, but so it's just like like he's getting shit. It's like, dude, and he takes it a lot more to heart than I do.
Yeah.
Like I'll think about stuff for a while,
mm-hmm.
but he like actually posted another post on social media, and then he reached out to me today. So like, I've had my ass handed to me, and I'm like, dude, it's like you've been. Most people would love to have. Most people who start their first open mic
mm-hmm.
or are doing guest spots would love to have the career he's had.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it's all by what you. We've talked about this before. It's all by what you judge success by.
Oh, absolutely. But it's also easier to judge than it is to do.
Right. And then they're calling him like misogynist and a bully. I don't know what the hell. And he was like really upset that they pulled up his resume. And I didn't say it to him, but I was thinking, well, at least you have a resume to pull up.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Fucking open micer? I mean, I remember when I was an open micer. Yeah. Performed at New York Comedy Club on a fucking Bringer show.
Yeah.
Which I didn't mention. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
I produced the show at Stewart's Root Beer. I mean, there was no fucking credits.
I was there.
Yeah, of course you were. there wasn't credits.
No.
Because I was starting. But the last thing I would do. And now I do remember thinking, I was working with this guy. I guess I was an MC somewhere on the road. And he'd been doing it 15 years, and he was, like, featuring or something. And I remember thinking to myself, I didn't say it. I remember thinking to myself, oh, when I'm doing it 15 years, I'm going to fucking have, like, well, you know what? Sometimes you don't control everything.
Right, you
so,
don't.
But I got educated, and I didn't have the audacity to say that to somebody.
Well, yeah. I mean, young comedians have balls. They think
we don't know.
You're going to set the world on fire.
We don't know the beatings that await.
No, you don't. You haven't been beaten down by life yet.
Yeah. Or the business.
Yeah, the business.
So I'm just like, well, I'm like, oh, do people think I'm stupid? It's like, my wife doesn't think I was stupid.
No.
She's like, you know, because I was never in the Honor Society, was never nominated. Mm-hmm. Apparently my wife was. It's like I was never nominated for that. I mean, I would make like Dean's List and Honor Roll sometimes.
Right.
You know, I had good grades. And she's like, oh, you didn't graduate cum laude or anything? I'm like, no, I did not. I did have the police and a professor meet me in one of the classrooms because they thought I sent a death threat. Not many people have done that.
What? What?
What? You think I did, don't you?
No, but I'm like, why would they think that you did?
I don't know. It was a psychology professor at college, our alma mater.
Right.
And, you know, I've always been a wise ass in class.
I can't imagine
Well,
that.
I mean, you don't have to. We took a comedy class.
No, that's how I met you.
Exactly. You know what my threshold for the bullshit in there was. And that was something I was interested in and I knew nothing about.
Yeah, being the wise ass in a comedy class is really something.
Was I the wise ass, though? I don't think I was.
I mean, it was like people that aspired to be wise asses, but you were better at it than others.
Thank you. I know I wasn't completely buying what was being sold.
No, but... And with good reason.
Okay. But, so I was a wise ass in this class, because I was a wise ass in most of my classes through high school and college and law school. And,
same here.
So I'm in the right field. So somebody left him, like, a death threat.
And they thought it was you?
He comes with, like, two cops in the class. They call me out. I mean, they just asked, like, did you send us? Like, no. I mean, it wasn't like they had to do, like, I had to be brought down to the station or they had to do voice analysis. I mean, this is the 90s, so I don't know how much they could have done.
Right.
Well, I guess they could have, but...
Oh, it was on a phone? Like, they left it...
Yeah, somebody called a death threat.
A verbal threat. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, you know...
If it was handwriting, nobody could read that shit.
No. No, your handwriting is really bad.
Thank you so much. See, now you're taking shots.
No, and but your handwriting is bad enough that if somebody were to compare it to somebody else's, it'd be like, oh, yeah, this is not our guy.
My handwriting is bad enough that it's been classified as its own language.
Hieroglyphics.
Yes. Not even. At least those of you know what the pictures are.
That looks like a crowd.
So, yeah, so I didn't get you come loudly.
Yeah. I did.
Did you?
Magna.
Look at you. That's like the good one, right?
Summa is, I think, the really good one. It's so funny because I so didn't care about it that
but it's a thing.
It's a thing. I mean, I'm happy about it
it's
now.
It's a thing for your first job.
Yeah, you know.
Or grad school, whatever you decide to do.
I mean, people don't think so, but I did really well in school.
No, I've never heard anybody speak poorly of you.
She's an idiot.
I've never heard that.
No, but I mean, I did. I was a good little student, and I towed the line. I did what I had to do.
Well, I mean, I know we go to you for vocabulary.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always had good vocabulary, but even on this show, I'll defer to you for vocabulary.
Thank you. Yeah, it.
That's why I was so disappointed when you wasted a word like curated on a fucking meme.
Sorry. Well,
it was, show off?
No, but it was also sort of funny because that's the word that people are using now.
Is it?
For things that are just like
not
so
curated.
Lame.
Things that are generally not curated.
Yeah, things like, you know. Well,
like memes.
Look at how they curated their pen collection, you know.
So it's like, oh. I guess we're just going to take shots at me. And it's not just one person or the same person. Just various people. Family members.
Really?
Yeah, I think my cousin took a shot.
Everybody jumped on that.
Not everybody. Mm. Not everybody.
Yeah.
Just some.
No likey.
Yeah, it's like, is that what, I don't think I do that.
I don't.
I make wise-ass things on yours, but I don't think they're generally degrading to you.
No, they're not. No. And, I understand the way in which you mean it.
Well, yes, you know? You do this.
Yeah, but I mean, some of the things that you've said though online, if a stranger said them, I would take offense because I wouldn't know that it's said with a wink. Or
it's not said with a wink. It's said with fucking knives out. I don't know why you're misinterpreting this at all. I could not be more clear.
Blocked.
That's all right. So I'll be one less kitten I fucking see during the day. I'll be fine.
Yeah, really. Well, no, I mean,
if you don't know somebody, it can be taken wrong.
Right. Oh, no. You have to know that when somebody's saying something snide, especially if somebody doesn't, like, color everything with emojis so that you get an idea.
Is that what we're up to now? Where everything has to have a little fucking...
face. With strangers, yeah.
That's why we all put LOL. Nobody's laughing out loud.
Nobody is.
It's a bunch of horseshit.
It is.
It takes a lot to make somebody laugh out loud. Maybe I'm smirking silently. If I'm smirking silently, that's a win.
Yeah, or like if somebody says smirk, you know, or something like that. I like those. You know, you put it with asterisks.
I put like a little winky face or an LOL.
Yeah.
To know.
But that's what I mean. Because if you know that what you just said could fall on the line, you want to make it clearer that you're playing.
Here's what else I've noticed online, as long as we're talking about it. Comics, some, not all, not most, but a good amount of comics are not really adept at conveying what the hell they're trying to say on social media. Like, I will see comments on them like, I don't even know what you're fucking about. Really? Like they're, I think they're going for some type of joke.
They're just kind of workshopping on Facebook, but badly.
No, but like commenting on like something I post.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Or even like sometimes they'll post something like I don't know what you're doing.
Well, the thing is that there is a great deal of. I don't have a topic for it. It's not like postmodern aesthetic or whatever. But I mean, there's a thing that everybody wants life and the internet to be Mystery Science Theater, where you get to throw out the snarky comments. But in reality, most people, I know this will offend your sensibilities, but most people are hacks. They say the same stupid shit and they borrow from other people, or they, you know, like most people who are not comedians in conversation with their friends, they just imitate what they saw in a movie.
That's fine,
or TV,
but these are fucking comics.
I know. Then it's
that's
lazy.
When I get annoyed. It's like, well, I mean, I can't even say that the ones who do it like all suck as comics, because that's not true. Some of them are very good comics.
Yeah.
But then when they happen to also suck as a comic, all right. 15 years as an open micer. I get it. but I can't even make that blanket statement.
I know.
That's like, it's like all of them. Because no. Some very successful comics, I'm like, look at this, go, I don't even know what you're doing.
No, I mean, there are some people that, like, after all this time, I finally recently friended Kevin Israel. I didn't realize that we weren't friends on Facebook. And he posts really funny stuff.
Yeah, Kevin is not short on verbiage.
No, he's not. But, I mean, he's on top of his game on Facebook. You know?
Kevin is, like, working out, like, his Bill Cosby, when I say that, like, storytelling set.
Yeah. No, I really enjoy it. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I didn't friend him earlier, because I enjoy reading his posts. But there's other people that I can only imagine. I have not friended them, but I can only imagine a particular comic that used to really enjoy apple juice. I can only imagine that would be a painful exercise.
Actually, it's not.
It's not?
Nah.
Really?
I mean, he's got his Trump stuff, but he's, you know, he's reasonable. Huh. And he actually posted today something about something about Led Zeppelin. He's like, and this is what I actually liked it. I mean, this is usually they're not that funny, but I thought this was pretty spot on. He goes, Led Zeppelin songs fall into two categories. Category one, baby, baby, baby.
yeah.
Category two, blah blah blah, hobbits, dwarves.
Oh,
like, wow.
Wizards, lightning.
Yeah.
It's true.
That was, I was like, woo. I didn't even know who was coming, but that was, I'm like, that's a good post right there.
That's really good. You know what I just flashed into in like the 70s, even the 80s, walking into any candle store and they had like all kinds of like the bowl that had some kind of mystical dry ice in it, and there had this like fog.
Shit.
Yeah. And they're like wizards and you know, you're supposed to put incense, their incense holders and all that stuff. I'm like, whenever I see all that regalia, I'm like, they should be playing Led Zeppelin right now, because it all goes.
Well, I thought that was so he might surprise you.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he's also got like personal stuff, like, you know, he's going through some stuff right now.
No.
But, you know, it's not a ridiculous, I mean, for some reason he always pops up in my feed. Not a ridiculously bad read.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of a shock. I mean, it's been a long time.
Don't judge us by our comedy, my dear. Do not judge us by the material we bring to the table.
Is that what he was doing?
I don't know what he was doing. Well, listen, it was a long time ago. The thing is, you know, he gets out of it and he comes back in, so how do you really evolve?
You don't. Yeah, I guess you don't.
You know, whereas you got into it and got in and said, fuck this shit.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Joe's one of the few that got into it, got out, and came back, and then really stuck it with the long haul.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not easy, so it's very understandable why people get in and get out. And I was like, I knew why
sucks.
I got out. Ow!
Because it sucks.
Yeah, the pain.
You gotta take the beatings.
I know.
Yeah, but Kevin Israel's a good read. Long, but good read.
Yeah, but see, we've discussed this before. I like the details. I like the stories.
Yes, you do.
I like that. So it appeals to me.
My posts can be long and verbose at times.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of information.
Yeah. Today was a very short post. I said if I was a superhero after I saved the day, I would set up a merch table. Cost a lot of money being one step ahead of all these evil geniuses.
Baby's alive. Hey, look at these t-shirts.
Pretty much.
Shot glass? Everybody?
Come on. Who's going to turn down buying shit from Superman after he just stopped that locomotive?
Come on. Everybody wants to get on board.
Listen, the train's still broken, but you're all saved. It didn't go off the tracks. And look at this nice variety of T-shirts.
$55 hoodie. Fuck you.
Now you can't do that to Superman.
No.
Take credit cards? No, that's my kryptonite.
Yeah.
Cash only, baby.
Sorry now. Cash only.
Somebody actually wanted to pay me in Venmo, and I just said, no, I don't do that. I don't even know what the fuck that was.
You know what? I just recently learned that. One of my friends said, because you know how you buy tickets for each other when you go to shows? We do that.
Sure.
We have other friends that do that. And she said, it would be so much easier if you guys had Venmo, and we're like, rrr. But I'd heard of it before, but I don't really know how it works.
No, I don't take Venmo. I take Bitcoin and pelts. That's what I fucking take.
He said pelt. Oh my God, we had abrupt turn in the conversation. At the day program, we had a vendor come in that was selling us basically things that we could get, kind of an Affleck, but not exactly Affleck. Things that you can get and
Affleck is insurance.
Yeah,
Somebody came in with selling insurance at the day program.
Yeah,
that's still a thing.
Well,
walking around door to door selling insurance.
No. It was you know, it's offered by the company and
company.
Yes.
So the company has a strange vendor walking in.
No, they invited them in, and so we can get.
So does this vendor go to other places within this huge company?
They go, their
company.
Yeah, no, they go to all different places. Uh-huh. So they, yeah, I mean, they're payroll deductions, but you know, it's coverage for
so
things
you
that you don't have.
So you get this fucking guy selling insurance.
It's, you know what, but
I bet his suit sucked. He had an awful sports coat.
It was a girl.
Oh well, she's not a good dresser either.
She wasn't.
Of course not.
But she looked like she was dressed for a Christmas party. It was a really strange outfit.
What'd she have on her fucking Christmas sweater?
No, she had a like gold shiny sweater and a red suit. And so I thought, she is going to a Christmas party.
Well, Joe has been looking for Santa's helper.
I think she would have fit in. But what we're talking about now, the conference room that would have been more appropriate for her to set up in is being refurbished, and so she couldn't set up in there. So the break room was where this poor woman had to sit, and it was kind of awkward because in order to set these up as payroll deductions, you have to give like some personal information. I go in there to make a coffee, and she's asking this woman her salary, and I'm like, la 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 la, I don't want to know. Oh my
That's
God.
Weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. But she was really friendly. And my friend and I sat there to eat lunch because it's the only place to go. And she was in there typing up some forms.
Ugh.
And something came up. I don't
Why
know.
Why didn't you just go out to eat?
We were, because it was nasty out. So we just, and my friend brought her lunch.
Eat
so
at eat at your fucking cubicle.
No. You know what? It's
then
no,
they bother you.
No, then they bother you. There's no escape.
Yeah, you know what? Do what I do in the road. Eat in the fucking car with the radio on.
You know what? If it wasn't so cold out.
Well, they have heat.
I know.
Although there's a lot of stuff in your car, so you probably don't have the elbow room most would like to eat.
No, it would be fine. It's just, no, I use the break room. There's a TV in there. Sometimes I watch Hulu.
Well, they have Hulu on the TV?
Well, it's not the company's. It's one of the employees lets us use her Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty nice. And
odd that would happen in a place like that, because technically I don't think that's legal.
No, it's fine.
I don't think you're supposed to share that password.
That's fine.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's what the fine people of Hulu would like.
Oh, really? Well, it never happened. I was lying.
Yeah. Kind of odd that a company such as yours would do something like that on the down low.
They don't really care.
Really destroys trust.
They really don't care.
Maybe they should.
Really don't.
Maybe they should focus on that.
Yeah, because that's the only issue.
Maybe that's where they should focus instead of some of the other things bothering us and people with their company ways.
Oh, no. there's plenty. Oh, my God. So plenty. She said something like we were talking about the ridiculous names that people name their kids, like famous people. Like Pilot Inspector always bothered me.
I prefer Pussy Inspector.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
And so we started
Pilot Inspector?
Yeah. Like Jason Lee named his kid Pilot Inspector and Inspector with a K.
Heard the name.
That show that had something like My Name is Earl.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the guy. He's been in movies, TV. Anyway, so I remember reading that, and I was like, God damn, that kid's got to grow up. Well, also, we were talking about Apple and Peaches Geldof. I'm like,
Northwest.
You know, yeah, I mean, like, you know, you're a grown-up now, and you are running a company, and it's like, hello, my name is Peaches. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Peekaboo Street.
Yeah, right? Stop it.
And players in the NFL named Atari. Seriously.
I know, but it's awful. It's awful. So she goes, the lady goes, we were talking about, I was like, yeah, nice Peaches. You know, she's the head of a company. And she goes, yeah, like, I'm surprised nobody's named their kid Beaver. I'm like, holy crap, did you just say that?
Great. Fantastic.
It was really funny.
They did. It was a fucking TV show. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, no, a girl. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that either there would be quite expectations if your whole being is named after that.
Yeah, really.
That's gotta be, that better be a tight, on point beaver.
Yeah, and a flat tail.
No, nobody wants a flat tail. Nobody wants a flat nobody wants Asian ass.
Nobody wants those big fucking choppers either.
I just came up with a term.
Asian ass?
Asian ass.
Asian ass.
You know exactly what I mean by that.
I do. One of my girlfriends had the flattest butt.
A lot of Asians. I don't know. They don't have.
She wasn't Asian, though. She just happened to have a very flat butt.
You know what's really bad? Flat and saggy. It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's sad.
I mean, really. Fucking walk. Take the stairs. Something's going on.
Take the stairs.
Seriously, there's an issue.
Yes, Stairmaster, please.
If you're gonna have the audacity to walk in front of me, do something.
Well, you had the audacity to walk around, too, so I'm sure that
They're fucking ahead of me, and they're going slowly. It's like there's no room to pass. There's... And now I got to stare at a fucking flat ass. That's sagging.
That's kind of my commute in.
Yeah, well, fucking do something. Improve yourself, people. Improve yourself for me.
Stop looking at me.
Improve yourself for my well-being.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you are the male gaze that all the not...
male gaze?
Me too. Oh, yeah. This is... this was part of the vernacular before Me Too even came out, that a lot of women, well, every woman goes through her life with men going, smile, because you're not smiling.
That's how I met my wife. That's what I told her to do. Seriously.
Really?
Seriously, because, you know, I never talked to a girl at a bar before.
No, I know.
New Year's Eve. Fucking relax. No, I know. You're fucking jumping in with all your little fucking hooks out.
I was like, oh, now I see how it's done.
Was the day Pip graduated. Nastiness finally reached peak powers.
Peak powers of nasty. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, we're very proud of you.
Thank you. Thunder noises. Goddess on a mountaintop noises.
Who would you like to thank for making you such a nasty bitch?
I think I'd like to... thank my friend Davin for nurturing me.
Oh, she remembered.
Joe definitely helped with the nasty.
Never towards you.
No.
I feel he held back. Well, once in a while.
No.
Those are my favorite shows.
I know. Every once in a while he takes a shot, but he does give me a free ride,
that's
which I appreciate.
So, no, but I mean, it was New Year's Eve. I've told this story before, I'm sure. And I'm out with my girlfriends, not girlfriends, just females, because... I was their straight fucking friend.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're all dancing, and the wife now is sitting on the side in between two bigger losers than me. And she fucking looked miserable.
Because of the two losers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I told her to smile, and she did. Which is the last time she's listened to me.
It's only because you came over and were being nice. And
I didn't come over. I was dancing. Like, oh, smile. And she did. And then I think we invited her over or something to dance, to rescue her from that dork hell.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that turned out okay.
Yeah, worked out fine.
I mean, you're in a venue where you to meet people.
But you just said.
It is funny that that's exactly how it was. But I mean, like, if you're walking down the street, you're going about your business, you're doing your job, and random men will always say to women, smile. And it's like, I'm not here to fucking entertain you. I'm living my life.
I would
back
never,
off.
I would never say I walk in that street and go, hey, you know what? You should suck my cock. I'd say that. I'm being constructive.
Yeah, but what if you know, you're having a bad day or you're really concerned about something and you walk in along and you're thinking about it.
Smile makes you feel better.
It does, but it's like demanding that stranger's smile is off-putting.
I just smile at them and sometimes they smile back.
Yeah.
I will smile at you.
I will smile at you and if that... helps you go, hey, you know, that person's smiling at me. And then they smile. good. But yeah. I also go, hey, smile. Oh, God. It's very annoying.
I don't think I do that anymore. I mean, I'm very demanding in my comedy act.
Yes. Laugh. Laugh, you fuckers.
More or less.
Yeah, pretty much. Almost verbatim.
I have no tolerance. I have no tolerance for my children, they being the jokes, not getting what they deserve.
My children.
They are my children. All my jokes are National Honor Society worthy.
They're all your little treasures.
But even Joe said something to me. Well, because we're working together on Saturday. He's like, I picked up something. And I didn't know what he was talking about. He goes, now if a joke doesn't work, you know, I'll just like give him a look, which is what I do.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, get some back on board. I go, yeah, you let them know the other problem.
Yeah, it's like what is wrong with you?
Yes.
That was funny.
And without having to say it.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
Just let them hold. Let them process the fact that they missed something good. let them look inside and see what's wrong with them.
Let that moment marinate.
Yeah. Now you have to have trust already that you're going to be bringing the funny.
Yeah.
Because if you've just eaten your dick for 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, then the issue clearly is you that night.
Yeah. Then they turn around and go, no.
Yeah. No. But if you've established some trust.
Yeah.
And they
and some laughs
and they check out, you let them know. You command.
Yeah. Okay. I hope you guys
I don't have tolerance for bullshit anymore in most aspects of my life. I have become that curmudgeonly old man.
Oh, you know what? A lot of that has to do with age. You know, you hit different things. Like, I used to be like, oh, you know, these pants are just a little too short. They don't fit. I'm just, fuck it. You're lucky I'm covered and I'm at work.
I would say that's been your attitude at least since we've started the show.
Yes. Yes.
We understand.
Yeah, so it...
We're just happy you're clothed. We really don't.
You are.
We don't pick nits when it comes to that.
No, you know, and it's like it... But this is around the same time that, you know, all of a sudden, I think it was like, maybe it was 40-ish. All of a sudden I went... You know, fuck you.
Isn't that freeing?
Like, yeah, life is tough enough. I'm not going to, you know, be nitpicking about, did you see how that sweater didn't exactly match with her jacket?
See, Joe's confused. Joe, he still thinks that he and I are the same generation. He's significantly older than me.
Yeah, well, and I get that.
And he's like, oh, you're catching up? Like, no, not really. You're still much older than me. I'm never going to catch up to you.
Yeah, yeah. Because we'll be on another stage by the time you get to this.
Yes, exactly.
And you'll be like, oh, now I want know why they were so miserable.
No, I'll never know that. Never know, because I'm an optimistic person.
Yeah, god damn it.
I'm fairly optimistic.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty glass half full.
Try to look at the positive.
You're also kind of, why don't you fill my glass?
As opposed to, fill my fucking glass.
Yeah.
Smile. Come on. Smile while you do it.
Yeah, smile while you're filling my glass.
It's the way it's the way it works. I'm much happier that way.
You want a tip?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a point to all this?
Is there ever?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like you were watching Hulu and then I don't know what happened.
Oh, no, I was just going for the, you know, the woman saying the beaver comment at work.
That was quite the journey.
Yeah, well, we got off track very easily.
As we want to do.
Yes.
Anything else going on?
Yeah.
What? You curled up your little. Yeah.
Yeah. Last week, I actually it was Wednesday.
You're not my responsibility on Wednesday.
No, you're off. But when left my own devices, I was at the day program and I passed out.
Passed out?
Yep.
When we'd release a new single?
Oh my! I feel the vapors coming.
Steve, best work yet.
Oh, Mr. Winwood, listen to that keyboard action. No, I was sitting at my desk. And I took a header into the file cabinet and crumpled on the floor.
Were you low on blood sugar?
I have no idea.
That's something you should probably look into.
Well, I have been doing that.
Did you get up too quickly?
No, I was sitting at my desk.
Right, and then...
And actually, my coworker came and went asked me something, and she said, what's the matter? Because I guess I looked strange. And she said I looked dazed. And I said, I hear ringing in my ears. I don't feel right. And she goes, I think maybe I said I feel dizzy or woozy or something. And she goes, well, put your head down on your desk.
She just told you to smile.
Yeah, that would have gotten a rise out of me.
Sure.
And I think I might have taken off my glasses, because I take off my glasses to rub my face when I just want to like comfort myself. Yeah, I just rub my face. It's sort of like the
next thing you know, your head's in between your crotches. You're really getting in there cleaning yourself.
Oh yeah, that was the most embarrassing
part
of the
whole
thing.
Legs up,
legs straight out. But they were just impressed by my flexibility.
As well, they should be
with the legs straight up.
Very.
Sure.
Most people don't have that type of flexibility in their hamstrings, but not you.
Not me. I just went to town. So I took my glasses off and I put my head down. I don't know, because the next thing I know, I was on the floor.
Hmm. How long were you out for?
Just momentarily, but
scary.
Yeah, but they called the cops. And
get you the fuck out of there. They don't want evidence.
And they call the ambulance.
That's good. Because you don't want that to happen while you're driving.
No. No. And so I went. I got checked out at the hospital. They couldn't find anything wrong with me.
They should have called me.
They did CAT scan. Found a brain. Believe it or not. To a chest x-ray.
Probably
couldn't
found
find
a real
heart.
Cat in there in that fucking CAT scan.
Yes. And
there's a cat batting at a fucking string. That's what
yeah. There's a cat in a bag in there, you know, running after it. So I have follow-up appointments at doctors. I had just had a physical in November, and there ain't nothing wrong with me.
That's scary.
I know. So I was hesitant about driving up here tonight.
Oh, right. You've been fucking driving all week, and tonight's the night.
Well, no, because it's a longer drive, you know.
You'll be fucking fine. Don't you worry.
And I'm like,
there's
a
lot of
snow
mounds. You go off. You'll go nice and soft. You'll
be fine.
If
I go into a ditch, it's okay.
You'll be fine. Just make sure you have cell service. You'll be fine. Call in. You'll be fine. Relax.
No, I was a little concerned.
So what are you going to go to, like a head doctor?
Yeah.
But how do they know it's not like blood sugar?
Well, I mean, it could have been a drop, but I had just eaten lunch, so I shouldn't have had low blood sugar. I don't have diabetes.
Maybe blood pressure?
Could have had a low blood pressure moment. I simply don't know.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah. People have been asking me, like, you know, like, everybody's a Monday morning quarterback. Well, was it this? Was it that? And I'm like, if I
knew. Because
they're
concerned. They're not a Monday morning quarterback, you asshole. Go fuck yourself.
No, the people are concerned, but everybody's asking me, was it this? Was it that?
No, we're fine. Like, so if nobody fucking said a thing, then you'd be pissing and moaning. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares.
It's fucking awful.
No. It's just, it's really odd, because everybody's
that
got
that people are asking?
No, it's not odd, because they all watch me get taken out of the
No,
on
people
a
are being concerned.
No, they
You've
are.
Missed enough work.
No, I mean, I do. I am appreciative of the concern, but everybody's, you know, it's kind of like when you break an arm, you have to tell the story so many times, you kind of get tired of it.
Yeah, but you know what their issue is. You have a broken arm.
Yeah.
They're concerned because they want to know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
but
it's not a bad thing.
No, it's just, it's like, what does one say? I don't know.
I'm getting tests done.
I'm getting, yeah.
That's what one says.
Well, but then everybody has an opinion on what it is, and it's like, where's your medical degree? Stop. I'm going to the people
who
are supposed to
do that.
Well,
I asked you questions. I mean, I thought I was having a conversation, but apparently you're such a fucking cunt.
Oh, my God.
I am
not.
How do you, yeah, apparently you are.
No.
Apparently you are.
No, it's
because people actually show compassion and humanity, and you've got the fucking audacity to jump on them. Fuck you. It's not always a radio show where everybody's got to be miserable. God forbid somebody shows you a little compassion, and you're just like, oh, leave it. Mind your own business, you cock.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
I don't say anything of the sort.
No, but you're thinking it. It's coming out now. You know what? Next time you post something on Facebook, I'm going to tell everybody, leave her alone. Don't ask.
I didn't. I say to people, I don't know. But it's just, there's only certain people that just keep asking. And it's like they pull out a list. Could it be this? Could it be that? Could it be that? Could it be this? And it's like, it's past compassion. Now it's like, you will give me an answer, goddammit. It's like, if I had one, I'd give it to you.
Well, maybe they're also trying to give you ideas of what to ask your doctor.
I know. It's Joe's girl says, Joe says the roads are atrocious. It'll be another 20 minutes. It's like, yeah, I know.
Atrocious roads meet atrocious Joe.
They're having fun out there together.
Now, well, how was he a fucking time to text while he's dealing with atrocious roads?
Maybe they spoke. I don't know.
But you
know.
Just said he doesn't pick up the phone.
No, he doesn't. Not for me. While he's driving.
Fucking guy.
So I hope he's being careful. It was just a mystery thing, so I don't know. going to find out. But now I have the interesting visits to a cardiologist and a neurologist to look forward to.
No. Well, I mean, at least we'll have some material for the show.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully and you won't have fucking cat piss on you. You'll show a little respect. Be nice.
I'll try. I'll try to go there bathed, at least.
So when are these appointments?
One's at the end of the week and one got rescheduled to next week.
Mr. Helix driving you?
No.
I thought you were just worried about passing out again.
No, no, no. I mean, like, local driving? I
Yeah, because local lives don't fucking matter. If you fucking pass out and plow into a fucking neighbor, it's all good. Well, they'll understand.
Well, it's not like I was, you know...
You went head down, ass up.
I did.
All right.
But it's not like I've, like, been having lots of episodes or anything. It's just like
how
much
is it
going
to take? How many do we need until we just declare you a menace?
Ditch.
Ditch?
Ditch.
So as long as you're not actually actively on the road driving and end up in a ditch, nothing to see here. Keep it moving. Good to know. Good to know.
I guess. I don't know.
Not good.
No, it wasn't good at all.
I don't understand why this wouldn't be pushed up a little sooner, these appointments.
Well, I already went. I went to the GP, and then she gave me the recommendations, and then I made the appointments. You can only get what you can get. Their specialists aren't sitting around waiting for me.
They're going to change your diet. That's what they're going to do. You're going to be eating fucking fruits and vegetables.
I'm sitting here eating almonds.
That's good. Almonds are good.
Yeah.
Fattening. Can be fattening, but they're good. High in protein.
It's a little bag.
I don't care. Is it salted?
Yeah.
Not good.
Too bad.
Well, you know what? The doctor's going to say, enough with this shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fine.
You're spending all the money on the cat. You can't fucking afford to spend more money on you. So, you know what? It's either you or the cat. Somebody's going to have to go. So.
Well, I'm ready to go.
Mr. Helix should make that decision. Ultimately, he's the one who's affected.
Yeah, no, he's already packing my bags tonight.
Well, let's be fair. The cat doesn't have benefits, so maybe not.
If he's doing the math, yeah. I am the better bet.
I mean, keep you around a little bit longer.
I keep the money and the benefits coming in. The kitty.
I tell you, cat's a terrible investment. People don't listen to me. Yeah, they keep getting them.
We keep putting them out on the street, you know, wearing their short little shorts and, you know.
You get lured in by that.
You want a party?
Hot pussy over here. Want a party?
Exactly.
And next thing you know, 10, 15 years later, you're fucking in the hall and you can't do anything with this cat.
That's true.
They don't go up like coins.
No, but they're very nice.
Yeah, some.
They're cute.
They're all right.
They're sweet.
They're fine.
They're good.
So is a fucking hooker.
No, I don't want that.
They're sweet. They're kind. They're good.
I have no.
I've never been with a hooker. Isn't that a shame?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like I should have been in this line of work.
I think that it's probably an extremely impersonal transaction.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for extremely impersonal transactions. What are you new? You know me.
No, but Rosie O'Palm is probably a much safer bet. There's no chlamydia on that palm.
Well, I was just rubbing it on chlamydia before.
Yeah, well, chlamydia said no. She said me too.
One of those stupid names. How was I supposed to know?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
No, I mean, it's impersonal. Isn't that the whole point?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'd probably be too shy.
Probably.
I'd fucking ruin it.
You'd be like, can we talk first?
Yes, I would. I would suck at it.
You would totally be that guy.
Can I give you a massage? No, just the shoulders. You look like you've had a heart. Let me rub your feet. You've been on them all night.
You'd be like.
Oh, actually, not all night. There was 20-minute intervals where you were laying down. But
yeah. On your feet, on your back. We'll rub both of them.
Those heels look like they probably hurt your back. Let me help you. I would suck at it.
Yeah, you would not be the best John, honestly.
Can't even do that right.
It would be like, you know, in pretty...
I can't even have an impersonal sexual interaction properly. I suck.
Well, it's like in Pretty Woman, Richard Gere orders the champagne and strawberries, and she's like, I appreciate the whole seduction scene you have going on, but I'm pretty much a sure bet. Can we just go?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would fuck it up. Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to approach one.
I think they approach you if you drive slow enough.
That's happened to me.
Really?
Not when I'm driving. When you're walking. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I just keep fucking walking.
See, well, I mean, I'm a girl, so that's never happened. But, I mean, if I was a guy and somebody approached me like that, I think I'd be a little scared. I think I'd think that her, you know, pimp was around the corner waiting to beat the crap out of me. You know? I
don't even take it that far. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'd fuck it up. I, you know.
Well, that's
the
point.
Is this hotel nice enough? We could get a better one. This isn't the nicest Ramada in the area.
There's another hotel that has a few less bed bugs.
Can you stay? They have a nice continental breakfast.
You like waffles?
Have a waffle maker.
Waffles.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't get the bagels. They're not that good.
I know. It's like, I know good bagels. I live in New York and I'm Jewish.
What was it, Georgia? It was proposition outside of a gas station by like some Georgia or North Carolina, some southern state. And also in Virginia Beach.
Really?
At the hotel.
Tell me the story.
They want to have a good time.
Is that what they say? You want to have
so.
A good time?
Yeah, you want to go on a date. You want to have a good time. And, I can't go. I can't go. No, no, no. Icky woman. No, go.
See, now that is the thing that, as someone who does not ever use these services, I just can't get over the idea that somebody else has been in there tonight.
Well, I mean, I think by the time you're doing that, you go, that's not really what you're worried. You're worried about feeling good.
But can you, after knowing that everybody else has been feeling good in the same spot?
Well, you're going way too much of a mental deep dive on this.
But see,
you're thinking this is a professional. She knows what to do. He knows what to do.
But I'm like,
well, I mean, you put a little fucking Lysol. hose it down with some Febreze and away you go.
This is not a good place for a stick up.
Is this frowned upon? Maybe
you can't just
put a little roommate in there.
You can't just hose it down. You can't. You know what? But I think that some of these should be saged. You know, because there have been demons in there. But I mean,
a lot of times you could tell there's been a lot of drug abuse.
Oh, sure.
Because the teeth aren't the finest set of teeth. I'm not getting approached by, like, you know, $3,000 a night escorts.
No, no.
I'm getting approached for somebody who's looking to fucking score a bag of something. And you know what? A fucking blowjob. If I pay
That'll
for a blowjob, yeah, I get it done. But I'm just like, no, I gotta go. I'm just gonna get a water and get back to my car. Thank you.
But, I mean, I suppose if you had to go down the menu, I think that
I don't know if going down is what you want to do.
No, that's what a poor
I mean. That's probably the last thing you want to do.
Worst choice of words ever. I admit.
Oh, tuna!
Been left out in the sun too long. But I think that if you were going to decide what to do, I think the blowjob would probably be the only palatable option because.
But you could get herpes that way.
I know you could. It's just.
The blowjob with the condom on, I don't understand.
I don't understand
I've
that either.
I've never had that either, but I don't think I've had that. No, I don't think I've had that.
I kind of don't get that.
No, I don't get that.
It doesn't
seem if you're with a hooker. But again, if you're with a hooker, you're throwing as much caution to the wind as possible.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, are you willing to get VD? Not
well,
you. I mean, you know, the whole
again. You know, you're gonna use a condom. You're gonna hope for the best. It's not like, you know. I think it also depends. Are you getting like an escort or like a streetwalker?
Right. I think I mean, escorts like sex workers who are like a little like upper class and stuff.
Who have a nice party dress.
Yeah, I tend to think that they kind of know what they're doing.
I hope so.
But just like, you know, drug addicts on the street, just, you know, frailly kind of standing there waiting.
Usually what it would approach
it's
me.
It's just so pathetic.
Well, then again, what do they think of me if they're approaching
me? Yeah,
then you got to really do the deep dive on yourself and go, how bad do I come across? Why, this fucking crackhead who's got two teeth and his fucking skin and bones is all strung out thinks that I'll fuck her. How bad do I look? How unappealing and desperate do I come across?
Well, that's like this one time.
I should stop wearing sweatpants out.
Yeah, yes, you should. It's like, what's going on? You got a problem? You can't pack everything into some jeans like a normal guy. What's going on? There was one time where I was talking to a male friend of mine, and we were both single, and he said, I think I have a friend that, you know, it might be, maybe you guys could go out sometime or something. And so then he introduces me to this friend that he's thinking of for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if this is like the worst matchmaker ever or if this is what he thinks of me, but this disgust-
Maybe he doesn't like you.
I guess not. This disgusting, stupid man that he thought that I would be interested in. I was like, ah! It was horrible. Well, it wasn't a setup. It was just kind of like, you know, he was there with his friends and he goes, oh, this is so-and-so. And I recognized the name and I went, oh my God, you were talking about, how dare you,
yeah,
sir?
But that's still different than a drug addict thinking that you're that desperate.
No. I think that...
Well, maybe yours is worse.
What I learned later was that he may have already been on some substances, and I'm like, this is not a match made in heaven for me. What are you thinking?
No, I mean, I know a lot of people in college or senior years at high school, especially a lot of comics. I guess they do. Never have.
No. I think that, well, I don't know. You know, if Mr. Helix was going to step outside of the marriage, I don't know which would be worse, him going to a prostitute and maybe bringing something a little party favor back with him, or being with like just another girl. But I think I'd be more upset about being with another woman because they could catch feelings, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that would be worse than
I think
being
the
with
worst
a prostitute.
I think the worst is the moment he gets caught. I think that's probably the worst.
I mean, this is really far fetched because he would not be interested in that. Because
you have
all.
Benefits. I mean, unless this person has better benefits. I mean, if they have some primo fucking benefits and have room for even more cats.
I think I bring a little bit more to the table than health insurance.
Yeah, on Tuesday nights, Wendy's. You literally bring it home.
That I'm bringing home the bacon. It's on a burger.
Yes, you are. I mean, you have a lot to offer.
Great.
But like maybe somebody with benefits who also's uncle owned a fast food restaurant. Now you got issues.
Who are we talking about?
I'm saying, like, if he met somebody who has even better benefits than you, whose uncle owns a fast food restaurant, now you better raise your game. You better tickle the balls.
Who's saying I don't?
Well, listen, something's wrong. No, not necessarily with you. That's tough. Well, I mean, I think the disease is a problem because it's forever.
Well, a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, I think
enough of them.
I think that's the problem. It's like not only did you, you stepped out, but you stepped out and you stepped in it, and now I got it.
Yeah, thanks for the vaginal warts, moron, or whatever. Oh. You know. There's a whole heap of things that you would see under a microscope that I don't want anywhere near me.
You ruined a nice conversation about hookers.
Sorry, that's what I am. I'm the ruiner. You told me that a long time ago.
You are.
I am.
But as we figured out, I would fucking ruin it myself with a hooker because I just suck. I just suck at this.
No, why is it a bad thing that you're like a nice, nurturing guy? That you're not
awful.
Like, let me just nail you.
Because that's what a
bitch.
Man does. Yes. Yes. Calls her a bitch while he's doing it.
Oh, yuck.
With you have feelings. You're a human being. I'm talking about hookers. What's wrong with you?
Some of them have feelings.
I'm sure they do. I'm just not interested in them. But I probably would be. So how was your day? 8 cocks. That's not a lot. Oh, I'm so sorry.
that's not a long day.
Sorry. Business hasn't picked up. Well, I don't want to take up all your time. Guess we should get right to this.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like hurry it up because I have double-handed handies to get to.
Oh, you're gonna undo. You're gonna unzip me. Oh, okay. You unzip me.
Yeah.
Can I just put the towel over me?
So I don't have to look. Can I just keep my eyes closed?
I'm a little shy while you're sucking my dick.
Can I just close my eyes? Oh my God.
I would be the worst.
Can
I call you?
Out the car window?
I gotta call your pimp to get to you. Okay, yeah, that's normal. Okay.
Yeah, but you're so nice. Symphony or whatever your name is.
I like music too. Chopin, Mozart. Well, very good.
And your girlfriend Cinnamon, she was so nice.
That's one of my favorite spices.
Yes, I like that. A little in a latte. Oh,
it suck.
I know.
So bad. I'm so inept.
No, what's wrong with that? I'm oh,
because it's time to wham bam pay the man.
I'm bad at picking up hookers. Woe is me.
I was always bad at strip clubs.
Oh, what do you mean? You don't
awkward. Oh, there's an ass in my face. What do I do? Danger, Will Robinson.
I cannot stand the idea of like going to one of those ladies clubs where the guys come up and like lap dance and like flip the women around and do all this crazy shit. Get the banana hammock the fuck out of my face.
Yeah,
then
you're in the wrong environment.
Oh no, that would be a bad
place. I wasn't like get I just didn't know what to say because they're like all flirtation, and then God forbid one of them talks to you, go, I think she likes me.
I think she likes my wallet.
Well, actually, me and my friend Scott actually befriended one a long time ago. 1996.
Was she making her way through college? Was she just doing it to pay for school?
Yeah, it had to be 96 because it was the year the Yankees went to the World Series for the first time in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What was her name? Ashton. Really... Ashton was her stage name.
Okay.
She paid for our membership there.
Really?
Because you know why? Because she was like dancing to like Kiss or something, and we were like rocking out to the music. That's how big of like a loser me and Scott are.
You're like, the music's good,
and she liked the music too. Like we got into talking about music. Like she would just like sit down and like talk to us, and we'd be talking about music and everything.
But isn't it kind of awkward because she's like half undressed?
No,
there's boobs in your face, and you're talking.
Then the other ones will like try to approach you and like, no, get away! I'm talking over you. The game's on. I was like, we'll watch the game's on. Have to pay this cover charge and have $8 Arizona iced teas to watch the Yankees.
God.
Ruben Sierra's up. Shh, you'll ruin it.
With your titties bouncing around.
Stop it. You're ruining the song with this incessant talking.
Stop moving your boobs so
actually,
much.
We actually went, Scott and I went to see the Kiss reunion tour back, you know, when they were originally reunioning.
Yeah.
In 96 at Madison Square Garden. And we bought her a Kiss concert t-shirt because we bought ourselves one too.
Get out.
Of course it was a street variety because let's not get crazy.
Come on, this is a ball sack shirt.
Yeah, but I don't think we saw her again after that because we never gave it to her, so Sky kept it. But yeah, I mean, we'd become friends. I would like talk to her on the phone on occasion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But again, that's because I'm stupid and I'm talking to these people like they're human beings.
Well, you know what?
Instead of objects.
I know somebody that really got involved in that lifestyle and kind of bought into it that these girls were like interested and their friends and stuff, but it's like I think you got strung along.
I had friends in college who like banged strippers.
Really?
Yeah, that was my reaction too. Really? Never me. Couple of them.
Really?
Yeah. And it's college. I mean, they're in their peak form, and these girls are about the same age, but. I didn't have that college experience, I'll tell you that much.
You know what I really don't get is the like sex workers that have a partner. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, like that happens a lot that there's like, you know,
yeah, because I'll tell you, that's work and this is, you know.
I know, but it's like, you know,
you can decompartmentalize.
But how can you do that?
Well, it's like, you know, it's like a comic who's not always on.
True, but this is such a more intimate action, you know?
I find my jokes very intimate, and I'm sorry you don't feel that way.
I'm just thinking that, as the partner, how can you be like, you're with me, but now you're going to go out and be with, like, 10 guys tonight? I would be, like, crazed.
Yeah, you know, people have open relationships, so.
Yeah, not...
But I don't... That's not that they have open relationships. I mean, it's a separate thing. They decompartmentalize.
Right. Well, I understand that that's the idea behind it. Not for me.
I understand.
If Master Hillocks decided that he wanted to be a gigolo, I'm not down. I'm just not.
It's all late in the game to decide it,
honest with you. I know.
I don't know if he's at peak fucking performance at this point.
Well, I think it's more the fact that he's shy.
Yes. It sucks being shy.
Yeah, he's not, like, you know, he doesn't have, like, great game, you know? He wasn't like Mr. Ladies Man, hey, babies, you know? I mean, you saw how shy we were when we just met. You were there at the very beginning of our relationship.
I'm a good luck charm.
that was the first time we went out. Like, it wasn't a date, but it was the first.
No,
it wasn't. It was
a gathering. Get together.
Yeah, it was a double date with you and the missus.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was our first time.
See, I don't fuck up everything.
you didn't. Although you teased me.
Did I?
Oh God, yes.
In front of him?
Yes.
Did he laugh?
I don't remember.
Did it break the tension?
A little.
All right, you're welcome-ish.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to murder you. Shush.
It's all right. He gets to see your feats of strength. He'll know you'll be good for moving shit.
Oh, God. Look at how strong she is. She's got him pinned.
Sure. It'll be good when we move her shit into my house.
Yeah.
Look at that. She'll be able to take the box spring by herself.
Maybe I should take that rock out of her hand.
See? I'm a pal. You're welcome.
Thank you.
See? It's about time I get thanked.
Yeah.
Worked out well for you.
Yeah, it sure did.
See, I'm a good influence.
Yeah,
more people should realize that.
I know. It was like something like, oh, look at, I forget what it was, but you were like, you teased us like, oh, look at them together, looking at stuff. Or
I was also in my 20s.
I know.
All right, so you know,
I know.
Probably my filter was not what it might be now.
I
would like whisper it so you couldn't quite hear, but didn't know.
I know.
Just like, enough to be annoying, but not enough to comment.
I'm like, ixnay with the eedling nay.
No, you didn't say that to me.
No, I didn't, but I was you didn't see the laser beams. It was dark. I was looking
at
you.
It worked out.
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, but I was so, I don't have any game. I was so afraid of blowing it. I was.
Well, if you would have done that, would have moved the relationship along a little quicker.
That took a little while.
Well, that's not my problem. I can only do so much with my pithy comments. Yeah, I don't think you'd like me walking behind me and suck a cock. Suck the cock. Put it in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Not
the
nachos. The cock.
Put the teeth away.
Stop eating the chicken wings, you twat, and go down on him. He seems like a keeper.
And he's like, excuse me, can I do this on my own? Thank you.
No, you don't have game. Allow me.
I don't have game for myself, but I'm going to help you.
Who already had their fucking date?
I know, that's true.
Exactly. So I had more game than both y'all.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Well, he'd been married before. He didn't marry.
Yeah, and that didn't fucking stick. So apparently his game wore out.
It wore out.
The whole way to make a relationship work is keep on up in the fucking game. It's like a video game. You got to keep on getting layers.
Well, it's not like he was a virgin. It's just that he was shy.
I understand. Being shy sucks. But even now, people talk to me after shows or say flattering things.
Oh.
Not about the act. The act I can fucking take, but, you know, flattering other things. Thank you! Fucking suck.
I never knew what to do after a play, and people would come up and talk. And I'd be polite and thank them and everything, but I just didn't know what to talk about. I'm like, it's so weird. Because on stage, you're that person. You're that. But then all of a sudden, I'm off and it's just me. And I'm actually a little awkward when people come up after a show.
So am I.
I know. It's so weird.
You've seen me.
Yes.
And very awkward.
And, yeah, very awkward. Because it's like, now here's this guy that I'm looking. I mean, I know that there's like two sides to you. It's like you're not.
And neither one is nice. So stay the fuck away. Just various shades of nasty.
Why am I here? But there's
because you need to get someplace before you passed out.
I did. I needed a way station. Thank
I
you.
I am your way station.
Thank you for letting Davins me in.
Davins and your way station.
that's our new promo.
Sure,
your way station.
I'll work right on that for you.
Okay.
Get right on that.
But I have seen you with people, and you're like shy, and I'm like, what's he? Oh, that's right. I just know him for a long time. But with new people, that's right. It's weird when I watch Mr. Helix talks a lot at home. We gab, 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 gab. He's like really talking.
You guys got to get more cable.
But then when we're with other people, like new people, he clams right up. And I look at him, I'm like, are you okay? And then I remember, That's what he's like. Okay? I know, really, because he talks all the time with me. But then I'm like, oh, that's
that
right.
used to be my college roommate, Dave. Like, where the actual fraternity brothers would be like, does he say anything? I'm like, oh, yeah, he doesn't fucking shut up at home. You should hear what he has to say about you. Yeah, I mean, like, he was like, just a fucking motor mouth.
Yeah.
I hooked him up with his wife.
Did you?
They're the only, like, that's his only girl he's ever been with. They don't talk to me no more.
Aw. Yeah,
that's all right.
That's a shame.
Whatever.
They found each other. They have more entertaining things to do to each other.
That's fine. That's fine. But, yeah, he wouldn't fucking shut the fuck up at home.
There was, when I was in school, like, fifth, sixth grade, something like that, I went over, probably like sixth grade, whatever. I went over this girl that we'd been through school together, but we weren't like particularly close. But we had like an early school day, and me and my other friend went over her house, and we were just hanging out. And we were playing games and stuff. And her brother was there, and he was funny, and he was like energetic, and he was saying all these funny things. We were like, oh, your little brother is a hoot, you know? And it was kind of like nice that her little brother wanted to hang out with girls, and just like, you know, we were all having snacks, playing games, whatever. The next day, my friend's younger sister and her best friend said, they heard us telling the story about how we'd spent the day before. And they said, you went over so-and-so's house? Yeah. Was her brother there? Yeah. And I said, yeah, he's really funny. And they both looked at me like I was growing another head. And I said, what? They said, he spoke to you? And I'm like, yeah, he spoke to me. He wasn't being a dick. He's a nice kid. He's really funny. We had a good time.
Sometimes people click.
And they said, he doesn't speak in school ever. Like, the teacher doesn't call on him because he will not answer. He, like, is mute in school. And I'm like, that kid?
It's amazing what happens when you blow a boy. They just don't stop fucking talking.
I didn't touch him.
You're an icebreaker.
I did not touch that boy.
Little wiener. Well, let's loosen you up, my friends.
Oh, my God.
Let's have you come out of your shell.
Wait, why am I all of a sudden, like, the pervert in this scenario?
Why not?
Well, it's true. I mean, it could happen.
I think we should take our break.
Okay.
And hope that Joe joins us soon.
Yeah.
Because it's getting long in the night.
Yes, it is. So let's hope for that Joe gets here safely and soon.
All right. So on the break, before I say what's on the break, we have John Consoli coming on after the break.
Oh, okay.
So he's a comedian, former Marine, and he will tell us his experiences with the Trump Organization years ago.
Cool.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
And we'll do some comics in the news as well. But on the break, you got new music. That's a rockin' show. We got a lot of rockin' music tonight. Sometimes we play dance. All rock songs tonight, including I'm going to play another Fragile Sky song, Joe's band, on the other break.
Awesome.
But on this break, we got new music from Network with True and The Cut with I Am Vain. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. We'll be back shortly.